from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Matthew Judon, just to reset a little bit, Bo, he'll be coming in. He's due $6.5 million on the last year of his deal up in New England. They did not want to extend him, even though they have $45 million in cap space, and they trade him to Atlanta for a third-rounder. You still have to probably sign that extension sooner than later, move money around, add the bonus, and maybe move money around on the current roster. But nonetheless, Terry's cooking right now, man. Terry's feeling good up here in Flower Branch, and so are we.
Yeah, and I heard someone, or I saw someone say, well, the Patriots do it again. You know, they get rid of a guy before he's clearly done, and they get rid of him. And I go, the who? Because that's a Bill Belichick thing. And
not only that, but how well has that worked for you the last couple of years?
Well, exactly. And I'm going to tell you something. You think Bill Belichick's gotten it right every year?
You think he would have liked to have Tom Brady back a couple years ago?
You think he'd like to have Chandler Jones back?
Yeah,
I think like that. When he was still the coach there. Now I know Chandler Jones is now not out of the league, but Chandler Jones left New England and went and balled. And it's not the only person that's left New England, went and balled, and then, you know, and you were able to win because of the brilliance of Bill Belichick. And I guarantee you, if Belichick was a coach here, he'd be – if he'd have gotten this job, he'd have been all in on Matthew Judon as well.
Yeah.
But because, you know, he would have been here for a lot – look, you're trying – Carl Duke says this all the time. And I want to give him credit because it's his thing. And I am not this guy. I don't like saying this because I am a future looking. I'm a looking ahead guy, right? I look ahead to the future.
You want to see the next chapter, the next page.
I don't want to turn into 2021-22 Falcons where you're so in cap hell that you can't move. That being said, you have Kirk Cousins here for 2 years, maybe three. You brought him here because you thought your roster was young enough to win with. You went after Danielle Hunter because after you had signed Cousins because you thought your roster was win now. You're trying to win now. This is a win now move. So let's do it. Don't worry about 3 years from now because Terry Fontenot was – under the tutelage of Mickey Loomis. And yes, I don't like saying those names because he's a saint. But what he is...
Not literally, just member of the organization.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's technically the opposite. He works for the Aints. He runs him. But he is a master at moving cap money
around.
He was. And I know that Terry has brought people with him that he can use those lessons he learned down there to do it. I want to clarify, I am not saying the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl, nor do I think, well, this is automatic. They're a Super Bowl contender. I tell you what, I don't believe that. I think this puts you even further into your expectations should be playoffs, and mega run.
Talk about
that's what your expectations should be. Playoffs. You have a quarterback. You have an edge rusher now. Those are the two most important positions in football.
Let me stop you right there, because if you go back 2 months ago, we had the conversation, and maybe it was with steak. The Falcons over-under win total was 9.5. I was going over. I've been talking about a 10-7 season. I think that's very doable. I don't remember what your projection was at the time, but how much does the addition of Matthew Judon change how you view that, or are you just more confident in what you already thought before?
I'm more confident. Look, I think this team's still going to have a tough schedule out of the box. I think they're going to have to – one thing we haven't talked about, this team is going to have to learn how to win games. And that's what teams do when they get over – when you've been under 500 for six straight years, when you've had three straight 7-10s, it tells me that you can play in close games and at times win them, but you don't win enough of them. Yeah. And you got to figure out how to do those. So I think Kirk Cousins and – the Matthew Judons and the Grady Jarretts and the Jesse Bates of the world, they can help teach those players how to, and it's, and you know, in some ways, Zach Robinson, young coach. So you have to take that over. I always thought, to me, 9-10 wins was where I thought this team should be. I think it now takes it from 9-10 to 10-11, and because okay. I'm not.
Well, that's what I meant. So you're adding one to your expectation.
And I'm not jumping. I'm not trying to jump the ship here. Okay. You still got things you need to figure out and you need to do. I think the roster looks much better knowing that you have the best. To me, you have the top three positions you feel comfortable in. You feel really comfortable with the quarterback, the number one position. The number two position is at edge rusher. I think you should feel comfortable there. And I think you should feel pretty comfortable with your left tackle, which is the third most important position to me.
Yeah. I do want to talk too, and you nailed it. This team has to get comfortable with winning games. And, you know, to pivot a little bit from Matthew Judon, yesterday was a pretty electric day out here at Flowery Branch, man. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins having a great day. One of the things you and I have called for all offseason, more yak, right? Hitting these guys in stride, making more explosives down the field. To be honest, we didn't see it in camp at all last year. It wasn't one of those things that just didn't happen in a game. We didn't see it in camp. We didn't see any of the throws kind of between the hashes down the middle of the field. Well, yesterday, Kirk Cousins, Drake London, electric day. Kirk Cousins talked after practice a little bit about taking more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More shots down the field.
I think the play call is part of it. You know, we're calling shots, and I think defensive structure sometimes where a shot called is not a shot taken if the defense plays something deep, but it felt like we kept getting opportunities, and it wasn't like they were open. It was more like they were one-on-one, and so you felt like, you know, Drake, give him a chance down the field, Kyle Pitts, give him a chance down the field, Mooney, and even Charlie Werner. So, I think it's important that we do that. to evaluate, you know, hey, how is this guy in a one-on-one tight window situation? And I think I like the results today with the way the guys came down with the football.
We talked, Bo, when we talked to Drake London, we kind of talked to him about what he wanted to really show as far as this year goes. What have you not been able to show so far in your career? And he mentioned the explosives, right? He's like, look, I think I can get downfield and I can get it open. It's not just, you know, one of those things where I'm going to go up and get a jump ball, man. He's one of those people that really expects himself to excel when Kirk Cousins is delivering him the ball this year.
Yeah, and he also mentioned, you know, his quickness, not just – long speed, but you know, quickness in his route running. You know, we also you said it though. You said we talked to Dre. We also talked to Kirk Cousins. You and I, we did an interview with him, and I asked him about putting guys up to bat and maybe going away from a read and just seeing what you know, what you do with that. And that's something that I've talked to Dave Archer about. With all due, you know, full disclosure, something David Archer and I have talked about in camps and practices. And Kirk told us, he said, yeah, well, not only do you want to have that trust, you want to see how guys react, which is what Kirk just said there, but you're also keeping guys kind of involved and never quit on a play, because if I'm in trouble or we need something, we know we're late in a game, and I know that you in that moment you're gonna play through the whistle, I'm gonna put you up to bat in a one-on-one spot.
Yeah.
And there was a throw yesterday, Mike, that where Arch and I were standing, and it was Cousins. It was a red zone type situation, and it's an end zone ball, right? Corner of the end zone ball, and he's late. It's on his left side of the field, and he's right, center. He's really late getting to it.
Popping his feet, burping the baby a little bit.
Yeah,
trying to find that guy.
Yeah, and he's kind of
red zone throws.
Kind of late getting to it, but he put the ball in a spot, and that spot was where one player could get to it, and that was his guy.
Yeah.
Didn't come down with it. But it was a veteran throw in that type situation where don't put it in harm's way, but put it up and let your guy go try to eat.
Well, speaking of putting it up, I brought it up to Drake London when we talked to him. I said, man, I think you're the best in the league at 50-50 balls. Well, Kirk Cousins yesterday, he might not agree with that statement.
Yeah, he's been great at the catch point, takes pride in that, expects to catch difficult catches. He expects to bring it in, and he separates well. You know, I think the concern is with a guy who's a hands guy is like, well, how does he move? How does he separate? But Drake's separating well, where you feel like you're getting the best of both worlds. And then when you add his size, you know, visually and otherwise, it's just kind of a friendly target where you feel like he's covered, but he's open because he gives you a bigger surface area to throw the football. So when you combine all that, you kind of like the potential there.
You know, one of the people, and I know we got to get to break here in just a second. Dylan's going to start playing us out any second now. But I want to talk about this really quick. One of the names I brought up earlier, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but I think Drake right now at this point in his career is kind of a Mike Evans light, right? Mike Evans is not one of those people that's always over the top. He's not the Tyreek Hill downfield guy. He will make back shoulder catches. He will make catches across the middle. He will make, you know, some of those contested throws in the end zone. Drake has kind of become being known as that throughout his career, and it sounds awesome to hear Kirk Cousins say, look, the separation is there as far as what I'm seeing. I mean, he's really kind of hit another stride in this passing game. So,
yeah, he you know, they're very similar in their speed, their top-end speed.
Their demeanor.
I think Mike Evans has got a longer gait.
Yeah. Love that one.
I just had to leave that for you for a second. But I think Drake has a little bit of growth in his route running, and because I think there's a reason Mike Evans is seemingly always open, and is considered
like
such
House.
A deep ball threat, and it's it. But I think, look, you always get excited at camp, and that's part of it. If you don't get it, if you can't get excited at training camp about what you see from guys, then you're dead inside. And you're just a person that you're just a miserable human being.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.